Blake, from a friend standpoint, I guess, and a teammate standpoint, just thoughts on heading into training camp without Buff for however long it is?
Yeah, he's an unreplaceable element to our team. You know, obviously what he brings on the ice is pretty recognizable, and he's a really unique guy in the room for us. Doesn't have many bad days, keeps it pretty light. And, you know, I've been his teammate now for, you know, 8+ years, and just shows up and does his job every single day.
Like, you can tell where you've dealt with turnover year after year as part of the NHL. Is this year any different than past years or any more challenging?
Yeah, it's fairly unique. You know, we've had quite a turnover, obviously. You know, a lot of great guys, great players, you know, walked out the door, and ultimately it's the nature of the beast, you know what I mean? And we as a group can only control so much. You know, we're here, and we're gonna form a team. The question is who's a part of that team, and we'll deal with that when we deal with it, and just try to find some common ground, and you know, that's really all we can do.
How does it change the dynamic when there are a few more open jobs or enhanced roles available for guys?
Well, I think it makes for obviously some competition. There's going to be some opportunities there for players to step into some pretty meaningful and important roles, and with that, there should be quite a bit of excitement in camp. You know, there aren't many grumpy old guys like me walking around. You know, you know me. So there's some enthusiasm in the group. Some guys that you know, have maybe been waiting in the wings to get some opportunities. You know, we've got some veteran guys who maybe played on our lineup a little bit last year due to circumstance, who are going to get some more opportunity this year. So, you know, it could be a pretty good mix.
How surprised are you that Patrick and Kyle aren't right here?
I'm not. I mean, it's, you know, pretty much commonplace in the league now. There's quite a few guys in their exact same situations going through the same thing. So, you know, clearly we're a better hockey team with those two guys in our lineup. And, you know, once again, as friends of theirs and a teammate, you support them. You want them to capitalize on their value and come into camp excited about being here. But the rest is out of our control, and to a large degree, it's out of their control. And it's gonna get dealt with and figured out when it does. And when it does, you know, we're gonna give them a big old hug and get them in the group and get them up to speed.
Blake, another key core piece locked up long term yesterday, and with Josh Morrissey and the 8-year extension. Just what does it say? What does it mean to get a guy like that who's now committed to this organization long term?
Yeah, it's, you know, I think it's been one of those things that has been on the to-do list for a while. You know, certainly Josh's role has increased every year. His value to our team has increased every year, and you know, he's going to be in the driver's seat of this group. You know, now and going forward. So he's the type of guy that you know, probably in the not too far future is going to be wearing some type of letter on his jersey, and he's going to be a real significant piece of what this team does for a long time.
Like, a couple of days ago, you had a pretty heartfelt interview with Sarah, but the personal toll last year took on you. A lot of players wouldn't talk about the personal toll. Why did you do that?
Well, you know, I think everything I said was what I felt needed to be said. You know, the unfortunate part of this is that, you know, I don't have Twitter and Instagram on my phone anymore. I still have public accounts, but I got rid of that stuff like almost, you know, a year and a half ago. So I don't read into what people say about me or our team. But after last year, you know, there were things that were put in front of me, and you know, there was even some conversation of making a statement, or because there was just so much that was untrue, you know. And I think you know, the media and our fan base, you know, there's an accountability that we have to have on the ice with them, but there should be it should be a two-way street. You know, report report what's true. And I felt like it was time to kind of get some of that out there that, you know, we're hockey players and we're giving everything we have to this town. And if we fall short, it's not because we hate each other or it just, man, it's tough. It's hard to win the Stanley Cup, and one team does it, and there's 30 teams that felt like we did last year. And so the great thing is it's a new year. We don't have to talk about it anymore.
Did you share that personal toll with Paul or Kevin?
Of course. I mean, there's no hiding it. I mean, I think it wasn't just me. You know, I think all the guys were going through it. And, you know, when you have such high expectations, not externally, but internally, you know, we felt like we had a real opportunity to do something special last year. And you feel it's starting to slip a little bit. It's just, it's hard, you know, it's hard to get it back where you want it. And like I said, you know, the reality of it is it's a really hard trophy to win. And that's what makes it so special and so sweet if you do get to the top. And, you know, I mean, when you're able to separate yourself from the disappointment and what all went into it and the feelings and the emotions, I mean, we were maybe a period away from being the Stanley Cup champs. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that game five goes differently and we're able to hang on to that lead. You don't know. But that's the difference right there. They had gone through their turbulent time at a different time than us. They just stayed on it. And you could tell that they were just resilient because they'd already been through it, you know, and that was the difference in that series and ultimately what cost us an opportunity.
Feeling the way that you felt last year, what did you do this summer to kind of reset?
I think there's a certain awareness of why you got to that point and you know, what got you there and sort of, you know, the ways that you can get away from it. You know, I'm not the kind of guy that can just leave town and it's over with. I carry that with me a little bit. And to answer your question, I don't know that I did anything in particular. I just woke up every morning and, you know, when you have three kids under six, your attention, you don't really have much choice. You know, so we were just, Sam and I were just doing as much as we could to have a great summer with the kids while still maintaining, you know, trying to work as hard as I can to be where I need to be for this season. But ultimately it was about, you know, trying to restore some order in my priorities. And, you know, we had a great summer. We had a great summer getting away from everything. And like I said, you know, I think we're rejuvenated for a new season.
As a friend or a team or a captain, do you keep open lines of communication with Patrick and Kyle in the coming weeks? Should it not be solved by that?
No, I won't talk to those guys till they get here. That's sarcasm, obviously. No, I've, you know, kept in touch with them both a little bit over the summer. Kyle made it pretty easy a few weeks ago to send a couple jabs his way. When you come into town and you go plus 40, you need to have there's a conversation that needs to be had. So I said, you know, something to the effect of at least we can focus on hockey now. So, yeah, you know, I think more than anything, it's just important for them to know that, like, there's no ill will or we're not holding grudges or, you know, this stuff happens. It's business. And, you know, I think we're all confident and hopeful that sooner than later they're going to be back in our lineup, because the truth is we need them. You know, they're a big part of our team and we're a way better team with them. So, you know, just keep supporting them. And like I said, when they get here, we'll embrace them.
Well, you talked a little bit about Sarah, about just player management or, you know, the different ages on the team and just how a captain, how much have you learned about that in your tenure as a captain and just dealing with, you know, people, I suppose, players, different personalities, ages?
Well, it's kind of a double-edged sword because ultimately, you know, you want to try to relate to all your teammates. The reality is, you know, if you have a 19-year-old and now I'm 33, like we're on completely opposite ends of the spectrum here, you know what I'm saying? So as much as I try to relate to them and put myself in their shoes and what they're going through, you know, I know as a 19-year-old, I was nowhere near being an NHL player. So I try to have that perspective that, you know, these guys are already ahead of the game, and they're really still just kids. I guess that's where I just try to lead by example. I try to do it every day. Try to show them, you know, what it looks like, because the reality is, you know, our young players are elite, and they have futures to where they can be, you know, top of the league type of players. But with that, there is a certain level that needs to be maintained every day. You know what I mean? The best players in the league, you know, they live in a different world because they're the most talented, but they also work. You know, I've been around those guys, and they're not just showing up. You know what I mean? There's a few of them that maybe were able to do it for a while, but even those guys, after a while, you know, to maintain that, you got to bring it every day. It's a tough league, no matter how talented you are. And so that's where, you know, I just try to reinforce that every day. And, you know, like I said, at the end of the day, this is the best league in the world. It's the big leagues, and you can only hold. I got two hands. I can't hold everyone's hand all day. You know, I think everyone's got to maintain a certain standard and take it upon themselves. And I think, you know, for the most part, guys, they get there. They get to that point.
Like, what's this first day of camp like for you, and maybe how has that changed over the years? Some equated to first day of school, which some people love going back to school, some people not so much. But what's this like? What do you take out of it, and what does it mean to you?
There's 50 cents on the ground.
Canadian.
Is that for me?
Depends on where the last two questions go.
Must be Josh's. What was your question?
What today means? I mean, the fitness testing, I imagine, isn't a whole lot of fun, but just what this day is.
Yeah, you get through it. I think there'd be a lot more anxiety coming into days like this. You know, you worked hard all summer. You want to show everyone that you worked hard. You want to show you're in great shape. You want to show you're ready for the season. I think as you get older, you build more confidence into what you do, you know, the process, and you know that you've put in the work all summer. You know that the numbers are going to be what they're going to be out there, but camp starts tomorrow. You know what I mean? Like, we'll see who can play hockey tomorrow. Like, this stuff is what it is, and it's part of the process, and you take it for what it's worth, but the meaningful stuff starts tomorrow, and that's when you have a little bit of fun.
How curious are you or excited to see over the next couple of weeks as to who could play with you and Mark, just with all the different options that are here in camp?
Yeah, I think that's a great thing. I think Mark and I, you know, we've built such a great rapport with each other over this last handful of years that I think we feel like there's a lot of different options there that can work really well. So, you know, for us, you know, having guys that you know, can play a simple game and just play with some speed. You know, we don't play a fancy game. You know, we tend to go north south, and when we're at our best, we're winning battles in the corner, and we spend a lot of time in the offensive zone. And you know, a guy that can bang the puck in, that would help. But we'll just, like I said, you know, these are all, Paul's got a lot of good problems. You know, we got some pretty interesting names in our lineup that we can tinker with, and we'll see what happens.